Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccup shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. I can't wait to cart this off.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
We hey. Good?
I'm not on. Hey! Hey! Hey, hey everybody.
What's up? You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. It's time for yet another episode of that on WMFO 91.5 FM. I am Lils, and I'm still learning stuff. Pat's here, too. He's just
I am here. Hey, I'm here. My name is Patrick.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I'm here, too.
Oh, dang, darn.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have mic, too.
Phil's here, too.
Yes, I'm on mic, too. I'm usually on mic 4, because 4 is my favorite number, but...
I'm bad at learning.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I feel like I should have these boards down by now for how many times I've been in here, but I don't because I'm a derp.
They're tricky boards, you know?
It is a tricky board.
Yeah,
we weren't all, you know, privileged enough to grow up learning the board, studying the board.
I've been here forever, and I still can't figure it out completely.
Listen,
so.
While you were all worried about, you know, getting a girlfriend and going to prom, I studied the board.
And now you come to me seeking help in your time of need?
Oh boy! So you all are in for a treat. We have 3 hours of Boston and New England music to present to you. We have Daniel Ouellette going on in Studio D.
Woo-hoo.
Dang. Probably around the halfway point, around 10:30-ish. And we got a whole bunch of stuff coming up for you, Luke.
We got the concert report for you a little later.
Oh, yeah, done live, which is cool.
Should we throw it to some music for now, though?
Yeah.
Let's get some tunes.
Let's get something.
Some tunes.
Let's have something just a little, little nice and...
lighten the mood.
Yeah. You know? Something for your yoga practice.
Yeah. I'm trying to knock music.
Straight out of Lowell, here's the song Dreas from Gish off her new EP, The Stitcher.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
I got a couple of years. Ooh. It's pessimistic, I know it don't help, but I got all these tiny demons I've been trying to kill. A mountain of bones stacked on my shelf. Just stop the screaming, let me go down to hell. Getting to me, is it too much to ask for more than it gets? I would've guessed not. Oh, is it too much to ask for more than it gets? I would've guessed not. And when I fall through, I leave my glasses behind. 'Cause all the rent and the
I can smell the spring rain.
91.5 FM WMFO. Cool. I am a dunderhead.
Hey, we're all dunderheads tonight.
We just played a block where it ended on an opera note.
That was
pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That was Miele with Spring Rain.
Yeah, very classy, and we just completely derped it up.
I know. This is going to be the theme of tonight's show is derping.
Yeah. That's what we do. We just, I done danged it up.
Yeah, you listen, if you were tuning in this week and thought you were getting one of the cool DJs, sorry.
No.
You done goofed.
That is...
Nicey, things like that are the reason why we're nominated for a Boston Music Award.
Oh, yeah, because
we're honest. We're honest and we're professional about it, even our derping.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I own it. A show.
Go to bostonmusicawards.com and vote for us for a live local music show.
Oh, yes.
So music radio show.
So what was that you just heard? We just came in on Spring Rain by Miele.
This past week.
Yeah. Prior to that, some more lull for you. Blurry Eyes by The Shirts and Shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And right before that, something you picked out, Pat.
Oh, what did I
pick? We played Body English.
Oh, that's right. I picked Body English. That was...
Vote for Sound us, please.
Sound Asleep by Body English, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is when you have multiple programmers, and you're gonna have a great selection of music here.
All right, guys, let's see this through. What did we open with?
that was Dreas by Gish off the Stitcher EP.
Beautiful track.
And
we're
dumb. some people are professional, and we're also here.
We're derping, so...
It's derp time.
But we got heart.
It's faux show derp time.
I think we've used derp as an adjective, verb, and noun.
Yeah, it's just a tick at this point.
We got to switch things up so people think we've got a thesaurus.
All right.
We really narped that up.
Mm.
Doesn't have the same ring.
No, it doesn't. Derp just is just classically funnier.
Yep.
So, all right. So, yeah, we have Daniel Ouellette playing in about an hour.
Yeah.
In Studio D, and kind of an October tradition,
if you will.
Yeah, I think this is the third year he's played in October.
Is he going to get spooky ooky?
We'll just have to see.
Is it Dantober?
I guess so. We're good. That's a good name.
There's nothing clever about that whatsoever. There's no play on words. It's just, there's a guy, Dan, it's October,
so you put
it
together. There's nothing clever about that, and this is the only week he's here, but I still think we should enforce that on every other DJ this whole month.
Everyone's playing Dantober?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, only Steely Dan for the next 4 weeks.
Steely Dan Fogelberg.
Oh, man. It's like
Steely Dan Fogelberg?
Yeah. Just we broke into my father-in-law's album collection.
There we go.
Daniel Johnston, R.I.P.
Yeah, there you go.
All
right, so let's get back into the local music.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I got no local music for you. I got more lull for you. Because it's Dan Fogelberg. Because it's me. And I force lull upon everyone. Here's something from my good friend Al Gentile's project. This is Will I Ever Learn by the Analogs.
Mm-hmm.
Bickety bam. Trying out a catchphrase. 91.5 FM WMFO on the town with Mikey D, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
Biggity bam.
Oh, those are.
What did you say? Biggity bang?
Bickety bam. Bickety a bam.
B A N M G.
Yes.
Okay.
I won't question that.
I don't know.
Just then.
All right. That was our loud block.
Yep. A little bit to make up for those nice little.
Nice little calm ditties.
Those little tranquil lagoon vibes we heard a little bit earlier.
We had a few thick boys in there, yeah.
Yep. Some nice sludgy stuff from right there. That was Torchbearer by Knockover City. Right before that, Infused with You by Crudmouth.
Mm.
And just before that, some nice little
some big arena rock. Arena rock. Let's just call it that.
Soaked in hairspray.
Oh yeah, that was old school stereo from Bad Marriage.
And right before that, entering the block, Will I Ever Learn by the Analogs.
Yes.
Oh boy, have we got some more music for you? As you dance. I was going somewhere with that, and then I just kind of abandoned it.
We have music.
We have a lot of music.
Listen, you can't challenge us. You have no proof that we don't have more music.
Yeah, you're not here right now, so you can't see like just the piles and piles and huge sacks of music that we have.
There's literally records everywhere.
There's records everywhere. We have long hauls of music here at WMFO.
Scrooge McDucking all over the place with this music. Yeah.
We have all the music, actually. We have all
the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the hot tunes.
So I was saving this until we went on the air. I saw something really cool before, like, I came over here. Are you guys familiar with the band Amon Amarth?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, a friend of mine is, like, a fan of theirs and shared, like, a video from their, from a show they had, and I think more people should do this. You know mosh pits?
Mm-hmm.
Amon Amarth had a rowing pit.
Explain.
What? Oh, my God. Like, we need the video of that.
Like, I'll see if I can find the video again, but literally
we'll post it on the Mikey D page.
It's just focused on a section of the crowd where it's just a whole bunch of people are just sitting on the floor rowing.
Oh.
Like one of those old sort of, like a Viking ship.
Not like left and right. It's
no.
It's like,
Or like a coxswain.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay. They're total Viking metal. I saw them play at the Palladium back in like 2006.
Oh, yeah?
I met the singer at their merch table, and he's the friendliest guy.
That tracks. All the super, super burly power metal guys are always
all really nice guys.
Yeah, they're just huge teddy bears.
Yeah, he's just like a big Swedish teddy bear. He was like very happy. He was like, yeah, we did okay, I guess. Yeah, I was like, yeah, great show. He's like, we're fine. He's so modest. Ever just went up there and delivered these
so
earth-shattering
growls.
That is
so good, and I'm a fan of it.
Yeah,
nice.
For sure.
But you do notice that with like the more extreme metal bands, they're arguably the most chill people when they're off stage.
Most of the time.
Yeah, they save all the energy, and then they're just...
There's
it's all on the stage and they're just drinking champagne.
It's
or
like
something.
Hockey players. They get all their aggression out in their field.
Exactly.
Then they just come home and just like, hi, honey.
Yeah.
What's for dinner? Meatloaf? Yay.
Drop their big sweaty duffel bag down and as all black metal players do.
I'm
so glad I can finally drop the mask that I keep in high society. Not high society.
We live in a high society.
All right, let's get back to let's bring it back to New England.
To the
or Lowell, for that matter.
Away from Scandinavia, back to Boston with, here's That Handsome Devil with Elephant Bones. Something
nice.
A little bit, it's a little kooky for you.
Elephantine.
Elephant Bones, That Handsome Devil.
Lord, send down some angels, and they better have guns, 'cause everybody's crazy down here on everybody's drugs. Casinos, pornos, stock shows, the white trash goes to die. Bumps push calls, crack hit squirrels, and birds too drunk to fly. Good. She dances with the angel world. She's always been to the angel world. Come on, baby, it's the angel world. She's we'll
one of Johnny Foodmasters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss-up.
A mark, you gave it a whirl just for a knock. Mind the swirl, twirling around like the tilt a whirl.
Another 91.5 WMFO.
Another delightful block of music for your ears.
Yes. I should hope so.
For your eardrummies.
Yeah. That was tasty. What did we listen to?
We listened to the I Want You.